Talking Sport with Warwick Hadfield. Now, Warwick, good morning.
Good morning to you, Fran.
Now, Warwick, hotspot could be a thing of the past when it comes to test cricket. Now, it's not so often that we go backwards on high-tech developments in sport, is it?
Well, Fran, there'd be many who would claim we're going forward by getting rid of hotspot after some of the performances during the last Ashes series. But strangely, it's not because of that controversy earlier this year. It's a cost-cutting measure at Channel 9. Now, as we all know, Channel 9 has this deep partnership with Australian cricket going back to the end of the World Series days, and they wanted to keep it going, Richie and all the boys, and so they spent a lot of money to get the television rights, and now they're looking to have ways to save money, and hotspot is apparently one way that they can save money, which brings us to a very contentious issue. Why is it the host broadcaster is paying for this technology and rather than the cricket authorities themselves? But anyway, it seems to have gone the way of the dodo, as they say.
Yeah, it's pretty rum though, isn't it, when the host broadcaster is calling the shots in terms of developments of the game.
Well, yeah, I mean, it just shows yet again this lack of leadership we have in world cricket. I mean, of course, the Indians don't like any of the decision referral system at all, and if they don't want it, they don't have it when they're there, and then we have it in the Ashes series.
Yeah,
and
I see.
Interestingly, it all comes, Fran, at the time when Kevin Peterson won a libel case in England, because remember the stuff about people putting adding strips of something to the side of their bat? Well, an optometrist firm or a spectacle-making firm decided to use that as part of an ad and said that someone had been tampering with the bat, and it was clearly Kevin Peterson. He took them to court and apparently won substantial damages.
Yeah. Mark Thompson, he's likely to coach Essendon after all, which is good news for the Bombers, I guess.
I guess it is good news for the Bombers. It's good news for the people at Essendon who had wanted Mark to fill the gap, the one-year gap, because of James Hurd's suspension. And Hurd was one of those. Now, initially, Bomber Thompson was so disillusioned by so much of what he called the duplicity, or he saw his duplicity in the handling of the whole supplements investigation. He certainly was out of love with the game. And a couple of occasions he said to me, "I want our game back." And what he was referring to were people at the top of the game who were more interested in keeping protecting television rights and actually protecting anyone in the game themselves. But in the last little while, there's been an awful lot of lobbying going on, and it seems in the next couple of days he will accept the position as an interim coach, senior coach, until the James Hurd, of course, comes back the year after. So it's an interesting development at Essendon, but I think one that will just help them rebuild the club a lot more smoothly than if they brought someone in from the outside just to do the job for a year.
Okay, and just very briefly, Sally Pearson has moved on from her long-time coach. It looked like they were a winning combo. Why has she done this?
Well, they were a winning combo until the World Championships this year, when Brianna Rollins won the gold medal and Sally Pearson finished a brave second, given all of the injuries she's had to deal with. But she feels if she's going to go back to being number one in the world, she needs to take a new approach, and she'll move on from Sharon Hannan after 14 highly successful years, Fran.
Okay, Warwick, thanks. Talk to you again at 7:30.
Yep.
Warwick Hadfield.